Live from the Game Nashville studios, it's time for Darren, Donick, and Chase. With hosts Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe. On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase, Indy Mace, here on this rainy Thursday. Remember, be cognizant of the weather this afternoon. Not sure where this is going, but just be on alert. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. A man who has been flying high, I'm sure, for about a week. Especially the last 72 hours or so. Brad Hopkins, affectionately known as B-Hop. I guess he is back from L.A. and the parade. We'll find out if he's got his shirt on. B-Hop, what's going on?
You know, the funny thing is, I told Bryson that because I didn't see the parade because I was actually on a flight. And I said, thank God. I hope you, for goodness sake, you had a shirt on, especially when I saw everybody else. He said, yeah, he had a shirt on. It was a little long, but he did have his shirt on. So he was fully clothed as he was rolling through the streets of Los Angeles with the rest of the team. Hey, well, what's up, fellas?
Well, we're sitting here on this Thursday, and so what has this been like? I mean, since Sunday night, I mean, what has this ride been like for you?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because when you started thinking about what the possibilities were, when obviously the Rams put together the kind of roster that could win championships, and they made good on that potential. But just watching it, the possibilities, thinking, man, yeah, this could be pretty crazy to have Bryson playing for the team that actually beat us in the Super Bowl, right, Mace?
Mm. Yeah.
And to have him and you know how his journey has been. He hasn't been active a whole bunch. You know, and he's buying some really, really talented players, and he gets the opportunity. And not only does he get the opportunity to go in there and participate, but he shines. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just talking about being ready and doing all those things that, you know, committed professionals do, you know, I've got to tip my cap to him for at least being ready to answer the bell when it's called.
So, Brad, in our group text, every time Bryson caught a ball, we were like, you know, there's the text machine was going in our group text. So, that's one thing for us sitting here in Nashville watching and texting about your son. What was it like being there watching him catch four passes? I mean, he's targeted four times and had four catches for 47 yards. What was it like watching it in person?
So the very first play, the kickoff, he was in on the first play. So I thought, you know what, if he just participates on special teams, that's going to be cool. You know, he can feel like he well deserved a ring if they were to win it, just whatever, you know.
Right.
But then as the game started progressing, and it was just him and Kendall that were active as far as tight ends because, obviously, you know, Tyler Higbee wasn't dressing. But then Kendall hurt his shoulder, which meant that Bryson was going to be doing, carrying the workload. And I just thought that, you know, after the first pass, it's great. You know, now you've got a catch, and it was a good catch, you know, one that, you know, contributed to a first down. So,
what did you do, by the way, Brad? What did you do when he caught it? Did you shake Kristen? I mean, did you jump up and down?
Did you go airborne?
Yeah. What did you do when he caught it?
Well, so when I caught it, everybody else was kind of, you know, golf clapping a little bit, right? Well, I jumped up with my 88 jersey, and I just screamed, so everybody's like, you know, they see that, you know, now they're giving me the high fives because I got the 88 jersey on, you know, I'm looking around for some acceptance. Like, yeah, it's all right. I scream like a maniac. You know? So everybody's like, cool, you know, you're good. You know, so they understood. But, you know, I was in the family section, so it wasn't like, you know, other families weren't cheering for their kids when they were doing stuff too. You know, but either way, it was pretty cool. I did act like a maniac in his first catch.
So you did act like a maniac. So now you're feeling it, right? Like you're like, all right, let's get two. And then he catches the second one. And it's like, then he has the big conversion. I don't remember what, I don't think that was maybe the third catch where, you know, he moves the sticks at that point. Like, what are you thinking? And by the way, the game is starting to turn as well.
Yeah, so now we're done with the whole fanfare of it all. Oh, Bryson made a catch. Oh, Bryson contributed to the game of Super Bowl. We're moving on past that now. Now we're talking strategic. Now we're talking about let's possibly win a ring. You know what I mean? Now it's getting serious now. You know, I'll say that it's great to have Bryson participate in the Super Bowl and finally you know, get some well deserved credit for the hard work he's put in this year. You know, but this is just the beginning. You know, I mean, we're happy, we're elated, you know, to obviously win a Super Bowl is an amazing feat, but the dude's only been in the game for 730 days. You know what I mean? So given the fact that he's got a lot more left in the tank and there's a lot more that we're yet to see from Bryson, that's the thing I'm excited about. You know what I mean? Sure, you know, those are goals, team goals, and the things that you actually play this game for. But to see him make a career out of this, that's what I'm most excited to see.
Well, do you think that literally what we're talking about is going to kind of change, you know, maybe where he fits into their plans moving forward because of that?
I think it'd be kind of silly to deny his talent. You know, put it this way, if the Rams didn't recognize it, I guarantee 31 other teams did. So that's the way we have to play this situation. You know, and I think Bryson's happy where he's at. I think he's starting to still, you know, finally starting to gel and come into his understanding of the system. Listen, Sean's system is very complex, you know, and for a dude to come in and it's his second year and have an impact, you know, it's hard to do that, you know, which is why the offense is as effective as it is. And it's got some unbelievable, I mean, it's got the Triple Crown winner, for goodness sake, you know what I'm saying? So there's so many other assets and weapons on that team for him to find his niche, and to, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think people know from here on out that the kid can play. And the sky's the limit. You know, we've yet to see his full potential. And, you know, with that, I think the eye and the sky don't lie. You know what I mean? The dude can block. He can catch. He can do all the things that are required of a tight end position. He's got the physical stature to be able to do it. And, you know, his experience will then lend to his IQ, and he'll be just fine.
So, I guess two layers to this. So, Cooper Kupp gets the go-ahead touchdown. So, now you know the team you're rooting for that your son is on is in the lead late. So talk about what that moment was like, and then the Aaron Donald sack to seal it. What was that moment like?
That was it. That was just you knew then, Darren, that, you know what, this is really going to happen. It seemed like the sun and the moon and the stars were lining up for it to happen. But, you know, when the drive started, you know, getting to the point where you're in the red zone, you know what I'm saying? And they had multiple attempts to get in, I think, within, you know, on the goal line. So we knew it was going to happen. Could the defense hold? That was the question. Because, you know, Joe Burrow, this dude has been electric all year. He plays with that ice water in his veins for a reason. So for him to deal with a slight deficit, you know, that was a concern for us because, you know, offensively they've been great. But they were able to turn up the pressure, you know, 7 sacks on the year. Obviously they say they had, like, what, $26 million? In cap space, all of which they should use in the offensive line in Cincinnati, because Burrow cannot end up in the season every year on the injured list.
Young yeah, fans. They called you, by the way. Have the Bengals been in contact with you at all?
Asked me too, yeah. Fat chance. But anyway. you see the point. This is a very talented team, so you couldn't just kind of say, oh, we got this one in the bag, because we've seen Cincinnati in this position time and time before. That's the reason why they're in the Super Bowl.
Brad, to be honest, you know, I thought it was going to OT, man. Exactly, yeah, what you're saying. Right. I was like, this is going to OT.
And they were moving the ball, Darren, weren't they?
Yeah.
We saw them moving the ball. Chunk plays here, chunk plays there. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, they're going to give up just enough yards for them to kick a field goal and end up tying this thing up. And, you know, Evan McPherson, dude's automatic. You know what I mean? So, you know, it just happened to be that Aaron Donald turned up the heat just when he needed to, and, you know, did exactly what he almost prognosticated in the NFC Championship game, pointing to that ring finger. You know, that's what he wanted, and that's what he ended up getting. And, you know, I think that just their ability to kind of turn it on when they needed to, I guess when they needed to most, you know, was pretty impressive. But this has been a defense that's been impressive all year.
Brad, talk more about Bryson, because I don't think people realize what he had to go through physically. You know, being at Innsworth, having injuries, and then, you know, getting a scholarship to go to Purdue, and then getting drafted, and ultimately winning a Super Bowl with the L.A. Rams. But people don't know that, you know, there was a time where he was injured at Innsworth, and it was like, okay, is he going to continue to play football?
Yeah, I mean, it's back problems, it, you know. Knees, like anything. Shoot, Gentry, his sister, has worse knees than he does. But
he was. Is that because of you, B-Hop?
The genetics, the old genes there, yeah.
Gene pool.
You know what? Mine isn't genetic. Fred Miller blew my knee out. we'll get into that some other day. But Derek, you know Bryson because he's your nephew. He was a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Football was just something that somebody mentioned to him passing in the hallway. You know what I'm saying? Because he got hurt as a as a young player and really didn't want to play football anymore. Then he took the opportunity to play tight end and excelled at it enough to help Ensworth win a couple state titles and almost like a burning passion to play the game. You know, no one really recruited Bryson. I remember Daryl Bevel, the first day the recruiting was available, he was sitting in our living room with his butt on our couch talking to us about how our son could, you know, obviously have an impact on their program. And, you know, he sat behind Cole Herdman for a couple of years, who was an obvious starter, a great player, got an opportunity to create a 1-2 tandem in those two players, and ended up becoming an All-Big Ten player. And the rest is history. I mean, it's history as far as his young career is concerned. Him getting into the league, you know, not really being active a whole bunch. The unfortunate part is he came into the NFL during COVID. He was lucky enough to get the combine in, didn't have a pro day, you know, obviously didn't have a training camp, didn't have a preseason. There's a lot that was against him. In his first year, they ended up drafting another tight end, same draft round that they drafted Bryson the year before, so it looked like, oh, my God, the kid's going to get buried on the roster. And just didn't really look like, you know, this is going to be the fit for Bryson. But, you know, he was told by people in the building to, you know, just keep his head down and keep working. I always fortified that in him to just continue to work hard and just be ready when your number gets called. And I remember that when Tyler Higby got hurt the first time, and Bryson called me and he said, "Dad, I'm up." You know, I was talking to our tight end coach, and, you know, I'm up. And I was so jacked. And then I remember him calling me the day before, and he said they're going with Kendall in the lineup because he has more experience. There was not a more devastated voice on the other side of that line than when he had to tell me that news. It crushed him. And, you know, he sat patiently behind Kendall while Kendall went in filling in for Tyler Higbee and, you know, kind of did some really good things. And, you know, I was excited for him to get an opportunity, too, because here's an undrafted player that came in the year before Bryson, just fighting on a roster like anybody else. And finally Bryson gets his opportunity in the grandest stage, mm-hmm. and he put in, you know, so... It's been a crazy journey, Derek, like you mentioned. And to see him standing there, you know, as you saw in that picture that I put on Twitter, and we're just staring at each other, I'm like, I can't believe you did it, man. But, you know, it's just a testament to his hard work and his heart and commitment to just doing whatever it is that he does.
We're talking to Brad Hopkins, longtime left tackle for the Tennessee Titans. Son Bryson has a Super Bowl ring. And, Brad, we're going down memory lane here. Sparked my memory. I think we've told this story before on the air years ago, but when Bryson was a sophomore, I thought about this during the Super Bowl because what we're talking about here, ready to go when your number's called, you get in there, you got to do a job. State championship game, and I don't know exact year, Brad, you probably remember, but Bryson was in 10th grade. He wasn't playing as much. This was Corn Elder, very deep Ensworth team, playing against Memphis Briarcrest. Austin Nichols, this guy was a player. He and Corn Elder, I think, each had over 40 points. One of the best high school games that I think I've ever gotten a chance to broadcast. Mark Howard and I did the game. And here comes Bryson Hopkins into the game late because of some foul trouble. He's got to guard Austin Nichols in the overtime. And Ensworth pulls it out. And I just remember looking at Brad, and I saw you after the game. You were so proud in that moment of – but you just used the phrase, right? Being ready when your number is called.
Absolutely, because that was my story. You know, I've got to be honest, couldn't stay in football. Mace, you know, I was like Bryson, a basketball player at heart. You know, it's not many 6'5", 280-pound guards, so started looking at other skill positions, you know. And the thing is, you know, God puts you in a position for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to deal with the things that, you know, that would make us hungry. So that way we would be ready for these moments, you know? And Bryson did the exact same thing. And it's amazing, really, that you remember that, because that put a smile on my face. Because that was actually one of the first pinnacle moments of Bryson's athletic career where I said, you know what, this dude can compete, you know?
Yep, and look for those, you know, signs, right?
That. Exactly, exactly. And he loves basketball. And Corn Elder, what a talented player. How about all these talented players from the Nashville area?
Oh, yeah. So awesome.
Well, we talked about it yesterday.
Man, what is going on, man, right?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. So it's a lot, and there are plenty more to come.
I mean, look at Bryson's teammates, Van Jefferson and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. I mean, shoot, Justin Jefferson, Juwan Jennings, well, UT. I mean, still, you know, who else? Dawson Knox. I mean, sure. There's a ton of dudes from the area that are not just playing in the league, though. They're household names.
Yes.
You know?
It's crazy. I know. Those are Nashville kids.
Exactly.
So did you do snow angels in the confetti? What'd you do on the field?
No, just Greg Gaines was doing snow angels in front of me while I got on the field. I'm like, I almost tripped over him.
Excuse me.
That's kind of cool. It'd be kind of silly if I did it, you know. But so how about this? I had to fly to Fort Lauderdale to go to Brandon Marshall's House of Athletes and speak to their athletes yesterday. And I had on the Rams pullover. And the guy that's actually working with the D-line, he walked up to me and goes, oh, so now you're a Rams fan, like that, you know? And I go, well, yeah, my son won the Super Bowl. And he goes, oh.
Oh, my bad.
but he got smart with me because his brother was a Bengal.
Uh-huh.
So that's why he was put off by the fact that I came into their facility all the way in Florida, you know, donning this Rams gear. He had no idea that and that's probably one of the coolest moments. I was watching Good Morning Football, and one of the guys on there gave Bryson the game ball, his game ball.
Oh, wow.
And as he was kind of describing who Bryson was, he said, and Bryson Hopkins, son of former Titan Brad Hopkins, and the other guy goes, what? You know, like he was completely, he had no idea. And I think that's probably been most of the sentiment when this thing is going down. Like, people just don't, you know, make the correlation that Bryson is my boy, you know.
No, because he's much more handsome than you, man.
And that's the truth. They don't think that Trey Hopkins is my brother. They don't think that, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is my brother. You know, Dustin Hopkins, you know, we ain't cousins. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't there? There's a kicker Hopkins too, isn't there?
Yeah, it's Dustin.
Dustin. That's right. You said it.
Hey, I want to ask you a quick question, Brad. Were you as nervous on game day for your son as you were for yourself on game day, the Super Bowl?
I love this question.
Good question.
More nervous.
No question. Watching my son, I'm totally absolutely in that camp. Mm-hmm. Way more nervous.
Willie, right. Can we speak to it? I mean, there's so many more nerves, you know, for well wishes of our kids. You know, mm-hmm. you obviously want the environment, everything else to be perfect for them. You can't control that. So exactly. It is what it is. But then to have them go out there and perform, you just want them to do their best. Me? Derek, you know how I play the game, bro. I wasn't nervous about anything. I'm going to have to try to hurt somebody. So it just, you know, in that potential is just different. You know, my mindset going into the Super Bowl was not like, oh, my God, Faith Evans, Faith Hill is doing the Star Spangled Banner and all this other craziness is going on. No, it's just, hey, we got to go out there and we got to play a game against a stout defense. You know what I mean? So that's all my focus was. I wasn't nervous at all. But I was sitting there nervous in the stands as I was putting my lanyard on for the halftime show, baby.
Woo. How was that, by the way? Tell us about that.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started, bro. Don't get me started. Listen, when Lose Yourself came on, when that first, you know how that do that started?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. You could just feel the SoFi was like, ooh, starting to get. And when it dropped the beat and he was going in, everybody had a hand up and was waving. It was so sick. Of course, Snoop was ridiculous. You know, Dre probably shouldn't have worn the leather jacket. You know, a little hot in it after he got going. And, you know, 50 did a good job coming in like Spider-Man. He did a great job, too. It was fun.
Yeah, but be up when you're worth $800 million, you can wear whatever, you know?
Wear a leather jacket.
$800 million.
$800 million.
Yeah, I actually was shocked to find out that, you know, they didn't get anything to do that. They actually paid out of the pocket to
Well, it reaps benefits. As you know, it reaps benefits on the other end for them.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Hey, how the heck can you have a West Coast tribute without having Mr. Cube on the stage?
Yeah. You're right about that.
Well, it's a good point. Like, but the problem is, and I'm sure they face this, is like, where do you cut it off? You know, I mean, we could probably sit here and start listing more artists and be like, oh, man, they belong in there too. You know, it's like, I guess there probably had to be a cutoff somewhere.
Well, the thing is, I think what they did was they encapsulated not all genres, because, you know, you didn't see Mick Jagger up there, but you did see R&B with, you know, Mary J. Blige. Obviously, hip-hop was representative, but you saw the East Coast, you know. Mm-hmm. You saw the Midwest. You saw the West Coast. So even though we saw the map of Los Angeles
as the country bottom was represented.
Yeah, exactly. The whole country was represented.
Well, we really appreciate you just kind of telling us about your experience. We've been, like I said, we were texting during the game, and we knew we wanted to talk to you and tell you congratulations, and of course, pass that along to Bryson. It's just so cool to watch. And like you said, I thought you said it best. I mean, to see these Nashville, you know, kids that we watched here grow up to, you know, not only be in the league, like you said, but to be names in the league. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so proud.
I will say, fellas, and I appreciate your well wishes. That's the most exciting part about all of this. You know, we know that Bryson has a pretty good nucleus here, a good support cast, a good support system here in the Middle Tennessee area. But to see the people across the country just reaching out, you know, expressing how excited they were for Bryson, and, you know, some of them just almost elated to tears. You know, that right there, it just shows you you're doing the right things. You know, when people wish well for you, and your character speaks for yourself and your family, you know, to have people reach out and say, job well done, and we can't wait to see what his future is like, that means the most to me and my family. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Well, he's going to make more memories, but, man, he'll certainly be able to take these memories with him the rest of his life and be able to tell this story for sure. Brad, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this. Enjoy the wave. The ride is not over. A lot more to come, and we'll check in with you down the road.
Yes, have a great day, and stay dry today.
All right,
we'll try. That's B-Hop right there. Bryson Hopkins, his son, 4 catches, 47 yards, Super Bowl champ, was playing at Innsworth right here in town. Pretty cool story, and like we said, others to follow, and other Nashville kids on that roster as well, or at least played football right here in the Mid-State. Let me talk to you about Creation CBD. You hear me talk about them every day because they present our show. And if you have aches and pains on your body, you know, like I do, then for whatever reason, whether you're really active or you're just getting older, or your body's not cooperating, look, and you're looking for that solution like me, well, I've got it. Creation CBD. Creation means healing, and that right there says it all. Creation is locally and organically sourced CBD products from right here in Middle Tennessee. From seed to final sale, Creation is passionate about providing quality products for everyday use and for your pets, too. Maybe you have a pet, you know, like today with the storms, this morning, some really loud thunder, they get high anxiety, or when you leave the house, you leave them alone, they get anxiety. Well, they've got products that can calm them down in those situations. Or if you have a pet like we do that has medical issues like seizures and has had them for years, and the pills and the vet visits, whatever they did, nothing changed. We've put her on the pet tincture from Creation CBD since last August. Nothing. Everything has gone away. We didn't even think it was possible. It has been a life changer for her and for us too. Do me a favor. When you check out at creationcompany.com, put in that code DDC25. DDC25, that'll get you 25% off your order. I know a lot of you have already been doing that. Continue to do that at creationcompany.com. It's Creation CBD, curated for life.